This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. It's cold, it's snowy all of a sudden.
It sure is.
We just got done talking not too long ago that, you know, it's been a dry winter. We really haven't had much snow. Plenty of cold and wind. Mm-hmm. Not much snow. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. It really wasn't, it wasn't bad though either. It wasn't a lot of snow.
No. But we weren't asking for it.
Right.
We were just commenting about it. So, yeah.
Keep your mouth shut, I guess.
I know. You know, it's funny. You suddenly get a little bit of snow, and then right away you start getting all these different emails and things in the box and stuff. Got an email the other day from the Snow and Ice Management Association. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Me neither.
But they were giving us some tips for safe snow shoveling. Did you have to shovel?
I did.
Yeah. We have snow blower, but you still have to shovel some of it.
Right.
And it's never that much fun. But they list a 2011 study that was published in the Clinical Research in Cardiology. And it says, it reveals that shoveling snow actually does increase your risk of having a heart attack.
Really?
Well, the study looked at 500 people and found that 7% started experiencing symptoms of heart problems while they were shoveling snow. Now, the cardiologist that conducted the Canadian study felt that while 7% is significant, there could be as many as double that number, given the fact that the patients may not have connected their heart problems with the snow shoveling. You know, part of the problem with snow shoveling is it's a very strenuous exercise.
Yeah.
If you were going to go out and run 5 miles, you would probably have run a little bit before that, so you're ready to go that distance.
Mm-hmm.
You would probably have stretched out a little bit, so your muscles were ready to go. We don't do that when we snow shovel.
No. And you're constantly bending over.
That's exactly
what kills me.
We do it wrong, but
yeah.
But the physical exertion, too. You know, we don't stretch out. We don't do that.
No.
We just grab the
you
shovel.
Don't think, I mean, you're just, shoveling snow.
You know, put on a hat and gloves, a heavy coat. We mumble a little bit, grab the shovel, and away we go. And we don't think much about it, but it's a strenuous exercise. And if you're going to go out and do anything that is exercise-related, playing ball or, you know, volleyball or baseball or softball, or you were going to go out and ride your bike, you were going to go out and jog, whatever, you're
mm-hmm.
going to stretch out.
Right.
You're going to get yourself physically ready. We don't do that with snow shoveling.
Mm-mm.
So sometimes that leads to problems too. But they give some tips here. So in case you've forgotten how to shovel snow.
Or the right way to do it.
the right way to do it is to pay the kid down the street. That's the right way to do it. But anyway, it says, first of all, stay on top of the snow. Now, they're not suggesting that you make snow angels.
Darn.
Although, that's fun sometimes. But when there's a heavy snow, the best advice is to stay ahead of the storm. They do recommend you prevent snow and ice from adhering to the sidewalk or street. Clear it every few inches instead of waiting for the snow to stop before you head outside. And I suppose then, if it's really tall, if it's like you got a foot or more of snow,
mm-hmm.
don't shovel from the ground. Start halfway down.
Yeah.
Work in layers.
Work your way, yeah.
Speaking of layers, they do suggest you wear breathable layers when you're out. Layering is typical in cold weather, and it's good advice. They suggest wearing layers of loose clothing. That way you can peel off a layer if you get hot, because that's the way it always goes.
Yeah.
You start out freezing, and
uh-huh.
all of a sudden you're sweating underneath that last layer. And they say avoid wearing heavy wools, man-made materials, or other materials that don't allow perspiration to evaporate. Cotton and silk are your best. I don't know, too many people
silk?
Are going to wear silk out there. But
I'll
put on a nice tie before I go out there. Another tip, they say, watch your feet. Now, you're not on Dancing with the Stars, but still, watch your feet. You need to pay attention to what's on your feet when you're heading outdoors to shovel your snow. Wear quality outdoor winter wear, like waterproof boots with good traction. Sometimes those accidents happen because people fall. Good traction, critical. Don't slip and fall. Also, take a few minutes to stretch. There you go. Shoveling snow is a workout, so you should stretch to warm up your muscles because you're particularly shoveling heavy snow in the cold weather. Stretching before you start will help you avoid things like fatigue and, of course, that injury that mm-hmm. we don't need. Also, push, don't lift. Now, it sounds like something a high school wrestling coach might say, but if you push the snow to the side rather than trying to lift it and toss it, well, then you exert less energy, so it's less stress on the body, too.
That's what I do.
And they say, drink up water, of course.
Oh, is it not hot chocolate
when
you get back in?
After you're done, I suppose. But, frequent breaks, stay hydrated, drink water. If you have a large area and you're shoveling, it's like a large workout. So if you're at the gym or running 5 miles, you'd be going through a tough workout.
Yeah.
You'd be drinking some water. Also, they suggest don't play in traffic. You know, sometimes we get so focused on what we're doing that we don't pay attention to the surroundings.
Mm.
So when shoveling snow near streets, pay attention to the traffic because vehicles may not have good traction in the snow and ice themselves. They may not have scraped most of their window off.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we're dressed up in a lot of stuff that we might not otherwise be. We might be wearing a hood, which restricts our side vision. We might be wearing, one of those face masks or whatever, or just a cap that we're not used to that might restrict our vision a little bit, too. So pay attention to those things because the last thing you need is to step out into the street and get in trouble.
Yeah.
And also, they say call and text. Now, they're not suggesting you make calls and start texting while you're shoveling, but have your cell phone with you. So in the event of emergency, you can make a call, too. So just in case you
need to
find somebody somewhere. So, yeah, all that fun stuff because the snow is here.
Yeah.
I got another one, too, here.
Okay.
Oh, I got tons of this stuff.
All right.
I won't give you all of it here, but the Federal Alliance for Safe Homes gave us some tips to keep families safe and comfortable because with the dip in temperatures, all the snow and ice, we've seen power outages in different places. And boy, the way the wind has been whipping this winter, too. You watch some of those power lines just bouncing all over creation. Well, they talk about safety and things there, too. With regard to your families, they say that you should include power outages in your disaster plan. And you're looking at me going, what disaster plan?
Pretty much. Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
Tornado? I don't know what we're going to do.
I do know for that.
But, you know, some folks will have things set aside for different reasons. Batteries, radios, flashlights, things like that. So, you know, identify alternate means of transportation and ways to get home from school or work or whatever in the case of a power outage. Also, keep extra cash on hand. Because an extended power outage can prevent you from withdrawing money from automatic teller machines or banks or things like that, too. Back in 91, we had that wicked ice storm around here.
Yeah.
It shut a lot of things down for several days, including opportunities at times to go get cash the easy way, you know.
Yeah.
So watch out for those things. Keep your car fuel tank at least half full. Because remember, gas stations rely on electricity to pump that gas. So you could be out of luck there, too. Also, they suggest during a power outage, resist the temptation to call 911 for information.
Okay.
Because they're not information. They're emergencies. That's what your battery-powered radio is for.
That's right.
It's for information. So keep tuned. Also, they suggest that if you have a power outage, turn all your lights off except for one. And that would alert you when the power comes back on again, too, so that you know, because there's going to be a surge. Keep a supply of flashlights, batteries, and battery-powered radios on hand. Don't use candles for light, because they pose a fire hazard. And if you have pets in the house, it doesn't take but one little accident for them to knock something over. Also, with regard to generators, they suggest do not run a generator inside a home or a garage. And that should be pretty obvious.
Yeah.
It's a gas-powered item.
Uh-huh.
You don't do that.
No.
Use gas-powered generators only in well-ventilated areas. Otherwise, you might have some other problems to deal with. Also, connect only individual appliances to portable generators. And they say don't plug emergency generators into electric outlets or hook them directly to your home's electrical system. Because they can feed electricity back into the power lines, and that would put you and workers out on the line in danger as well. And they do suggest that when the power returns, when it comes back on, it might come with that momentary surge or spike, and it can damage different types of equipment, computers, motors and appliances, like the air conditioner, refrigerator, washer, or furnace, television sets, things like that. So you might think about unplugging some of those from the wall completely, until the power comes back on. And then when the power is restored, they suggest that you wait a few minutes before you turn on the major appliances and things to help eliminate further problems caused by a sharp increase in demand all of a sudden. And usually you're pretty good. Folks get nervous about, like, the freezer, the refrigerator. Oh, my gosh, I have all this stuff in there. Well, resist the temptation to look.
Yeah.
If you keep it closed, it'll stay cold in there for a while. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, I think it's 48 hours.
Yeah. Unless you're, constantly opening and closing.
Right, to check on it. I don't know why you would want to do that.
Remember, that's what you yell at the kids about. Will you kids quit opening that refrigerator? Know what you want, but did you get that when you were a kid? Why don't you kids know what you want before you open the refrigerator so you don't have to stand there with it open all day?
That and the crock pot. The soup smells so good, you just kind of want to stir it and check on it, you know?
Yeah, I know.
It's just going to take even longer now.
It never gets done.
No.
doggone kids and their curiosity, huh? So, yeah, all those things we thought we didn't need this winter because it's really not like winter, we need them now.
We need them now, yeah.
We need them now.
Yep.
All right. So be on top of all those things so we can get through winter. I'd still laugh. I keep hearing people using terms like polar vortex and stuff, and I just scratch my head
thinking. It's a few inches. We're okay.
It's winter. It happens once a year.
Yeah.
Why do we have to make something out of nothing? Mm-hmm. It's winter. That's what it is. So let's not get too excited about things. We'll deal with it same way we have every other year in our history.
That's right.
Well, if you can get out and enjoy some stuff, there are some things to get out and enjoy.
There is. On Monday, the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield, it's their monthly Monday movies, and this time they'll be showing The Bridges of Madison County. That's on Monday, February 10th at 7 p.m., and most people know it's filmed in Winterset in Madison County. And let's see, the admission is just $3 at the door, and they'll also have soft drinks, beer, wine, and snacks available. That's at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield for The Bridges of Madison County on February 10th at 7 p.m. In Oneida, the Red Cross Blood Drive will be held on February 11th. That is from noon to 6 at the Community Center. If you'd like to set up an appointment, you can call Donis at 762-3816 or also Mary Lou at 762-4471. And then, of course, walk-ins are welcome. So Red Cross Blood Drive in Oneida on February 11th from noon to 6 at the Community Center. The BPO DOES meeting, that's at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic on February 11th. Dinner at 6:30, business meeting at 7:30, and dues must be paid. The Sweetheart Valentine's Dance is on February 14th. It's at the Red Coach Inn in Red Oak. It's hosted by the Southwest Iowa Trailblazers Saddle Club. They'll have dancing from 8 to midnight, and then admission is just $5 per person. And they'll have music provided by Tammy's Jammies. That's the Sweetheart Valentine's Dance, February 14th at the Red Coach Inn in Red Oak. And that is from 8 to midnight.
That's just fun to say.
Tammy's Jammies it is.
Yeah, I like that. That's a clever little name they got.
Yeah. Oneida Town and Country Club's 4th Annual Valentine's Social is on February 14th. It's from 5:30 to 7. That will be held at the Oneida Community Building. You'll be able to enjoy some appetizers and beverages and, of course, some good conversation. Oneida's Sweetheart King and Queen will be crowned, and that's at 6:30. So it's the Oneida Town and Country Club's 4th Annual Valentine's Social on February 14th from 5:30 to 7 at the Oneida Community Building, and then the King and Queen will be crowned at 6:30. A Valentine's Day dinner benefit for Jeff Reisberg will be held on February 14th. That will be held from 5 to 8. That's at St. Patrick's Parish Hall in Audubon. Jeff is the former maintenance director of the Friendship Home who's currently undergoing treatments for brain cancer. They'll have an elegant dinner, fundraiser, and silent auction. And the dinner is a three-course meal in a romantic setting. It's $20 or $25 at the door. It's come-and-go dining, cash bar, photo booth, and silent auction baskets. And this is sponsored by the Friendship Home employees and then funds supplemented by Thrivent Financial. So the Valentine's Day dinner benefit for Jeff is on February 14th from 5 to 8 at St. Patrick's Parish Hall in Audubon. The Cass County Conservation Board, they're holding a free moonlight snowshoe hike. It's on February 15th at 8 p.m. at the Pellet Memorial Woods just outside of Atlantic. And if there's no clouds, the moon will light the way. Snowshoes are available in a variety of sizes, and they'll hike and try to call in various species of owls that may be in the park that night. Of course, you'll need to dress for the weather, and all ages are welcome. And it will be held if there is no snow. They'll just go without the snowshoes. So that's the free moonlight snowshoe hike, February 15th at 8 p.m. at Pellet Memorial Woods, which is just outside of Atlantic. The McCorkle Family Benefit, which is sponsored by the Adair Casey's girls basketball team for one of their teammates, Danny McCorkle. Her father, Pat McCorkle, contracted a virus and died a few days later on January 20th. The benefit will be held at the Adair Casey High School, and they'll be serving pancakes, sausage, scrambled eggs, and drinks from 11 to 1. Then they'll have a pie auction. That's at 1, featuring pies baked by the girls' team members and coaches. Activities will be held in the gymnasium during the benefit. You can contact Lisa Plowman at 641-740-0553 for more information. And funds are being supplemented by Adair and Guthrie County Thrivent. So that's the McCorkle Family Benefit on February 16th from 11 to 1. And they'll have some activities also going on in the gym during the benefit. Exira Mason's annual George Washington's birthday breakfast. That's at the Brayton Town Hall from 8:30 to 12:30. It's all you can eat, and they have lots of great stuff. They have biscuits and gravy, Belgian waffles, French toast, and eggs. And that's all for a free will donation, and also in honor of Brother Charles Parmley's 91st birthday. Any World War II vets and one guest will have their meal donation covered by the Parmley family. This is sponsored by the Exodus Lodge 342. So head over to Exira for the Exira Masons annual George Washington birthday breakfast at the Brayton Town Hall from 8:30 to 12:30. A Red Cross blood drive will be held in Greenfield on February 24th. It's first is from 11 to 5 at the Lutheran Church. Coming up later this month, the Lions Club Toy Show. It's a big event. It's on February 22nd from 9 a.m. to 3 at the Agri Hall in Audubon. Just $3 for adults and then 8 and under are free. They'll have lots of door prizes and lunch available. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Laverne Deist at 712-563-2026. It's the Lion Club Toy Show, February 26th from 9 to 3, and that's at the Agri Hall in Audubon. Also in Audubon is the St. John's Lutheran Church Audubon's Pancake Breakfast. It's on February 23rd from 11 to 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon, and it's for a free will donation, and everyone is welcome to attend. Over in Persia, it's the Persia Fire Department's annual breakfast buffet. That's on February 23rd. It's from 7:30 to 11:30. In their newly remodeled Pick Hall. They'll have a large variety of breakfast foods and beverages, $9 for adults, $3 for kids 2 through 10, and children 2 and under are free. And then any proceeds from that will go towards the Persia Fire and Rescue Equipment Fund. In Atlantic, the Red Cross Blood Drive will be held on February 25th. It's from 8:30 to 2:30, and that will be held at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. And then, it's a little further out, in March 1st, the First Presbyterian Church of Greenfield, it's their annual Scrapfest event. It's a big event. It's from 9 to midnight. The scrapbooking workshop is located in the lower level of the church, so there's easy access. There's no steps due to their new enclosed ramp addition. Registration is $30, and that includes lots of stuff. It includes the goodie bag, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and beverages. And if you're new, if you bring a new participant to the event, you'll receive a $5 discount on your registration fee. You'll have lots of working space, homemade food, door prizes, and fun. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Lori Armstrong at 641-743-8245. That's it.
All right. Got a couple of other things to throw in there, too. One's this weekend. The Irwin Fire Department is hosting its Pancake Breakfast this Sunday, February 9th from 8 a.m. to noon. That's at the Irwin Community Building. They'll be serving pancakes, eggs, ham, biscuits and gravy, and a drink. They'll have bake sale items there as well, and they're asking for your free will donations. It's the Irwin Fire Department Pancake Breakfast this Sunday, February 9th at the Irwin Community Building from 8 a.m. until noon. They hope to have a good crowd for that. And also, oh, there we are. We got the Burr Ride coming up here pretty quick. The third annual Redneck Tractor Burr Ride is coming up next weekend, February 15th. That's a ride around Oneida. And they'll be primarily heading around the city of Oneida and then a little bit outside there too. But they'll have tractors loading and unloading at 8 a.m. at the Oneida Airport. They'll be having coffee and rolls by the Oneida Food Pantry at that location. They'll leave from the airport about 9 o'clock. And they have a number of stops planned. There's no entry fee, no pre-registration, just show up. And after the ride, they'll have lunch at the Weather Vane Cafe, and the donations will be accepted there for the soup, too. So don't forget to hit the donation container there, too. Also, they'll have prizes awarded for different categories, too. And they're having a lot of fun with the red-green thing.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully folks will get into the spirit. Apparently they do. I talked to Bill Russell a couple of weeks ago, one of the organizers, and it sounds like they all have a lot of fun with that.
Well,
so
good.
If you need more info, Bill Russell, Maynard Hansen, Dean Stormer. Those are the guys to call. But put it on your calendar. It's next Saturday, the 15th of February. They're hoping to have a lot of fun with the Redneck Burr Tractor Ride. February 15th. It's disappearing in a hurry.
Yeah.
The funny thing is,
just turned 2014, and now we're already halfway through February.
Yeah, the calendar, the days seem to rip off there real fast and stuff, but yet we don't seem to be getting any closer to spring.
No, certainly doesn't feel like it.
Not so much, no, not so much at all. Well, we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more for you right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, We think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, it's birthday time. What do you have for us?
All right. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Marcy Larson, celebrating her birthday on February 6th. Also to Shina Madsen, celebrating her birthday on February 9th. Teresa Jensen, celebrating her birthday on February 14th. And also Emily Nowatsky, celebrating her birthday on February 14th. So, had some Valentine's Day babies there. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Lois Oakley, celebrating her birthday on February 11th, and also to Betty Christensen, celebrating her birthday on February 11th.
Very good. A couple of anniversaries here to share. We're a little late on this one, but we'll stuff it in here real quick anyway. Happy 50th wedding anniversary to Ike and Rhonda Harry of Atlantic, and their anniversary was this weekend, Saturday, February 8th. So we want to wish them a very happy 50th wedding anniversary. Hope they had a great weekend with family and friends. Doris Jensen and Betty and John Ehlertz sent us a note about that, wishing them a happy anniversary. So happy anniversary to Ike and Rhonda Harry.
Yeah.
Also have a wedding anniversary wish going out to Franklin and Connie Paul of Shelby. Their 50th wedding anniversary comes up next weekend on Saturday, February 15th, and they'll be celebrating with their family. So if you'd like to send them a card, you may do so. It'll get there if you send it to Franklin and Connie Paul, 3015. 3015 Yale Avenue, Persia, Iowa, 51563. So again, congratulations, and we hope they have a great weekend celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, Franklin and Connie Paul of Shelby. Congratulations.
Very nice, yes. We have a baby to announce. Summer Lee was born on February 4th. She was 6 pounds, 12 ounces, and 20 inches long. The parents are Steve and Mary Pedersen of Lewis, and the grandparents are Fred Pedersen of Omaha, Gail Bliss of Clarinda, Jean Markson of Kimbleton, and Linda Markson of Atlantic. So congratulations, and I guess happy late birthday to Summer Lee, February 4th.
Wow, sounds like a lot of love and support there.
Yeah.
That's always good to have.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Absolutely. Hey, I had a note here this weekend, too. The Iowa Department of Public Health sent out some notes to folks, I suppose because we have like a Trading Post program and Facebook pages and all those kinds of things. But with regard to the WIC program. You know, the WIC program is one that provides some benefits to women, infants, and children who are eligible to participate in the assistance program. And apparently there's some folks that are getting those items through the program and then turning around and selling them. Well, that's illegal.
Right.
You can't do that. And, you know, whether it's food, infant formula, checks, cash value vouchers, things like that, apparently they've been popping up on social media sites being resold. Well, again, that's illegal, and you can't do that. So they're asking us to kind of watch for that, too. Mm-hmm. So that'll be part of our Trading Post rules and regulations. We have certain things that you can and can't do on there, and that'll be one of them. We'll add that to it as well. But they are looking out for those kinds of things. WIC food instruments and cash value vouchers can only be used by a WIC participant, a caregiver of an infant, or a child participant, or someone who's been designated a proxy to purchase WIC-eligible food items. Any other use of those WIC benefits, including posting those things for sale on the internet, they said is evidence that the participant committed a participation violation, and they will be subject to program sanctions. So just letting you know, if you've been doing something like that, or if you know of someone who has, they're getting serious about it.
Right.
And they are going to track you down. Or at least they're going to try. I know they're asking agencies or businesses like ours that do different types of social media and what have you, that if we see anything, to provide them with names, email addresses, phone numbers, whatever, so that they can follow up on it, because they're getting serious about that stuff. So
well, they should.
Well, yeah.
Now they're just taking advantage of the system that's trying to help them out. That's
You know, I can I can only speak as a taxpayer who helps to fund that program.
Yeah.
There are two things in this world we don't like.
Yeah.
Wasting of our tax dollars.
Right.
And people taking advantage of stuff like
right.
that we're paying with our tax dollars. We pay taxes in good faith, understanding and hoping that they'll be used for things that are worthwhile to
yes.
us. We don't do it expecting it to be wasted mm-hmm. or expecting it to be taken advantage of.
Advantage of, yeah,
so
that's what...
stop it.
Exactly.
Stop it. There we go. Valentine's Day is right around the corner here.
Yes.
So I suppose your husband probably buys you like 100 roses or some obnoxious thing, making us all look bad.
No.
Does he remember when it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He knows.
He knows, yeah.
Yep.
You know, you feel like you should hold out for something grand.
Oh, yeah? I should, or...
Well, you know, you produced a couple of children
that's
for
true.
Him that, you know, I mean, that was... Gee, that's a great gift, but it's kind of like giving me a dog. Now I have to take care of it and feed it and
yeah.
water it and let it out and go run with it and walk it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of that way with the babies, too,
yeah.
you know? Hey, thanks a lot. You want to take your turn? No, you're doing a great job.
Yeah. Well, that's what Mother's Day is for.
You get one day out of the year.
Let's split them up a little bit here.
It's not that bad.
No, it's great.
But you have a lot of family around to help you out, too.
I do. So I certainly do.
That's a good thing, too.
It is.
But still, I mean, all that lovey-dovey Valentine's Day stuff when you're single and
mm-hmm.
dating and all that kind of stuff, or when you're just married... Well, I tell you, you really owe them when you have young children around
yeah.
the house. Yeah, there better be some show of love and support there.
I don't need
point.
A stuffed bear or chocolate.
Cash works.
Don't even really need flowers. Yeah, cash or gift card to something that works for me.
Yeah, I see. Okay, now we've given you your chance to lay it down. So
yep.
Now
attention, Mike Linford.
Yeah, we've cornered him. Now he's got to perform now. You got to
yeah.
come through. We got you covered.
Well,
don't forget Valentine's Day coming up this next weekend on Friday, because I guess we're supposed to.
Yeah.
If you forget,
it's the
you're
one day
trouble.
We're really supposed to love our you know significant
right.
other. I guess.
Well, at least you're supposed to express.
Yes, there you
express
go.
It publicly. So make sure you remember. You know, and Valentine's Day isn't just for. You know, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, that type of thing. There are a lot of people in your life that you love.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason you can't show them a little love, too. And it doesn't have to be by doing something huge, grand,
yeah.
expensive. I mean, even just cards, notes,
yeah.
and things like that. You know, whatever. But however you choose to do that, don't forget.
No. Yep, I'll have to get something for Wyatt and Brianna, too, so that'll be fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks for joining us here. As always, stay warm.
Yes.
Stay warm. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.